Now, it's 22-8 to Australia now. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government will crack down on hate speech following Sunday's deadly shooting at Bondi Beach that targeted a Jewish festival. 15 people were killed when two gunmen opened fire at an event to mark the first day of Hanukkah. Speaking at a press conference in Canberra, Anthony Albanese outlined the powers the proposed laws on hate speech will include.
The Attorney General and Minister for Home Affairs will develop a package of legislative reforms to crack down on those who spread hate, division and radicalisation. The Minister for Home Affairs will also have new powers to cancel or reject visas for those who spread hate and division in this country or would do so if they were allowed to come here. Hatred starts with language and then moves to action and vilification, and then can lead to an escalation.
Meanwhile, the funerals of the victims are continuing. The youngest, 10-year-old Matilda, is being laid to rest today. Joining us now is Phil Mercer, BBC reporter based in Sydney. Good morning to you, Phil. Thanks very much for coming on the programme. So let's talk a little bit more about these new laws that are being proposed by Anthony Albanese. Are they very new? Are they something that people will be surprised at?
I think it's part of the political reaction to what happened here at Bondi Beach on Sunday. The Prime Minister, Mr. Albanese, has been under intense pressure over his responses over the last couple of years to a rising tide of anti-Semitism in this country. Now, in response to that, Mr. Albanese has been trying to reassert his authority with this five-point plan to try to curb hate speech and radicalization. That includes a new offense of racial vilification. There's a plan to monitor extremist organizations and also to monitor preachers who are suspected of spreading hate. So quite detailed plans by the Prime Minister, but those people gathered here at the latest Hanukkah commemoration at Bondi Beach, this is where all of those flowers are being laid, believe that Mr. Albanese should have acted a lot sooner. So there is most definitely a very intense political element to the aftermath of the shooting.
And he's not just been getting criticism internally, that there's criticism from Jewish groups outside of the country as well. What sort of pressure has he been coming under?
Well, Australia recognised the state of Palestine back in September, and around that time, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that that decision was effectively pouring oil on the fire of anti-Semitism. So certainly Mr. Albanese has been facing pressure in this regard for quite a long time. There is domestic pressure on him, there is international pressure on him. So what we've seen today is him trying to wrestle back a bit of control. It's interesting to note that in the last couple of days, we've had the first of the funerals of those 15 victims, and Mr. Albanese has been noticeably absent from them. And that probably gives you an indication as to the very sensitive political nature or the very sensitive political situation he now finds himself in.
And those funerals continuing today, Phil. Tell us about the latest victim being laid to rest.
The youngest victim, Matilda, she was laid to rest in a suburb just up the road here called Woollahra. It's a very short distance from Bondi Beach. So in many ways, this little girl has been laid to rest very close to home. But it is one of the most poignant moments in the aftermath of the shooting so far. Here we have a young child, a primary school, in the prime of her life, who will never see her 11th birthday. So when we go to these funerals, when we read details, when we find information out about them and speak to their relatives, it once again reinforces the immense, the catastrophic human cost in all of this. And you just look at this little girl's face, and you'd have to be exceptionally hard-hearted not to feel immense sadness. But of course, that sadness is nothing in comparison to her family and friends.
And Phil, just briefly, the surviving suspect in that mass shooting, Naveed Akram, he's been charged with 59 offences, including 15 counts of murder and one of committing a terrorist act. What happens next with him?
Well, he's still in hospital and he's due to face court again in April of next year. So the police investigation is continuing. the investigation into his motives will obviously intensify as well. But we understand that he hasn't spoken to detectives. He remains in hospital, as do another 17 of the victims who were wounded in the attack here a few days ago.
Phil Mercer, BBC reporter based in Sydney, thank you for joining us this morning. It's just coming up now to 14 minutes to 8.